Now to our final batch of stories. A local theatre pays tribute to Fawlty Towers star and former patron. A carpenter from Norwich is named among the best artists in the country. And an extended opening hours bid for a casino is approved.
A theatre in Norwich has paid tribute to a comedy actor and its former patron. Prunella Scales, best known for playing Sybil Fawlty in Fawlty Towers, has died aged 93. Her seven-decade acting career saw her play multiple roles from the 1950s, including sitcom Marriage Lines, before she featured as the wife of John Cleese's Basil Fawlty in two series of Fawlty Towers in 1975 and 1979. As well as being an early patron of the Norwich Playhouse, Prunella Scales was also awarded an honorary degree from the University of East Anglia in 1996. Caroline Richardson, who was Playhouse director between 1996 and 2021, said, "We are deeply saddened to hear of the passing of Prunella Scales, former patron of Norwich Playhouse, where, alongside her husband Timothy West, she supported the growth and encouragement of the Playhouse from its very beginning and even before the official opening when they appeared on stage together. She was such a joy, always joking, always making everyone laugh. She had a way of putting everyone at ease and filling a room with warmth. She was a wonderful woman."
A college has received a £2,000 donation of construction materials to support student learning. JMS Contractors Limited, a Norwich-based company, donated bricks, blocks, insulation sides and timber to Suffolk New College on the coast in Halesworth. The donation will be used by students during lessons. Ethan Sheridan, the groundwork supervisor at JMS Contractors, said, "It's nice to see young people come through the ranks at the college. Our industry needs new talent. The college is doing a great job and students are the future. It was our pleasure to support them." The partnership began after JMS, which is currently building properties next to the college, reached out to offer support. Christopher Baird, multi-skills tutor at the college, said, "It's good for the students to work with local businesses. They get to see the real-life side of construction and all of the equipment which will be used in lessons. On behalf of the college, I'd like to say thanks very much to JMS Contractors."
A high street casino's bid to extend its opening hours has been allowed by planning officials, despite fears a city street is being taken over by betting shops. Merker Slots on St Stephen Street will be allowed to open until 2 a.m. despite objections and claims of gambling firms taking over the area. The company submitted a planning bid to Norwich City Council earlier this year after discovering its neighbours, the Admiral Adult Gaming Centre, had been allowed to open later after a battle with the council. Admiral had fought against the council's initial rebuttal of its plans for late opening through a planning appeal and won. The inspector dealing with the case was satisfied that the extended opening hours would not harm the living conditions of nearby occupiers and there would be appropriate security and management measures in place to minimise the potential threat of crime. However, Merker's plan to up the ante against its neighbouring rival was met with a backlash in planning documents.
New post boxes of the future are to be rolled out across Norfolk in the coming months, marking a landmark change to the classic design. The new version of the red Royal Mail post box will allow customers to send and return parcels up to the size of a shoebox. A solar-powered barcode scanner will open a drop-down drawer to place parcels that would not normally fit through the traditional postbox slot, which will remain in place. It marks the biggest change to postboxes in 175 years. A spokesman for Royal Mail said, "Our message is clear. If you have a Royal Mail label on your parcel and it fits, put it in a postbox and we'll do the rest." The first red post boxes in mainland Britain were erected in 1853.
A carpenter who has been painting the streets of Norwich for most of his life has been named among the best artists in the country. Colin Revel discovered a love for art 30 years ago and currently spends his spare time painting scenes from around the city. The 55-year-old's work has featured at Art Fair East and the Royal Norfolk Show, and last year he appeared on Sky Arts Landscape Artist of the Year. The watercolour enthusiast from Norwich has now been nominated for the British Art Prize 2025, landing a spot in the final 50 out of nearly 3,000 people who entered across the country. "I never enter competitions, but I wanted to focus on it this year," he said. "I am over the moon. It's not really sunk in yet." Mr. Revel submitted 5 paintings, 3 from New York, 1 from Milan, and another from his favourite place to paint, Norwich. The winner will be selected by a public vote, which opened on October the 24th, and after the vote closes, the winner will be revealed on November the 21st.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Please listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there is no reply, do leave a message and we'll return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team, and to our sound recordists, Catherine Rose and Mike Bessie, and your editor was Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening to hear the October edition of Chatterbox Just Talk. So, from everyone here at Chatterbox, bye for now.